Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The final bill that passed the Senate last week did restore the funding for the cotton storage credits, and it also restored 3 full years of funding for the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program. We have several of our friends in the Senate to thank for all of the work that they did to help accomplish that. That includes Cotton Belt senators that are on the committee, Senator Hyde Smith from Mississippi, Senator Bozeman from Arkansas, and Senator Perdue from Georgia. In addition to those three senators, the others that did tremendous work in helping to improve the bill for cotton producers and the overall cotton industry include Senators Tillis and Burr from North Carolina, Senator Isaacson from Georgia, Senator Jones from Alabama, and Senator Graham from South Carolina. All of these senators were active in leading letters to the committee in support of restoring these cotton provisions, specifically the textile program, and also introduced multiple amendments that would have provided full funding and full restoration for the textile program. And while the full funding was not agreed to, we were successful thanks to their efforts in at least getting 3 years of funding reestablished within the Senate Farm Bill. So we thank all of those senators and their staff for their tremendous work on behalf of the cotton industry and specifically the U.S. cotton textile industry. In addition, in the Senate Farm Bill, when it was considered on the floor, there was another very damaging amendment that was accepted, and that was by Senator Grassley, which would impose completely unworkable and unreasonable actively engaged requirements, which would impact what farms and individuals involved in the family farm are eligible to participate in the safety net programs.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, while there's been no announcements about timing for the conference negotiations, we expect at the staff level on the ag committees for them to begin meeting and working on this in the next week or two, and then we would expect the conferees to be appointed in the very near future, and we would start to see work occurring at the member level as well from this point, most likely through August into September, before we would see a final conference agreement reached and then hopefully brought up for a vote in both the House and Senate. So throughout that process, the National Cotton Council will continue to work with the ag committees, both the House and Senate, as well as our allies in Congress to try to make sure that the final version of the Farm Bill includes all of the cotton industry's priorities and restores funding for the textile program back to current levels, and also removes the harmful, unworkable provisions regarding actively engaged requirements. We would also like to thank all of our members who have weighed in throughout this process by contacting your senators and your representatives and their staff, encouraging them to vote against problematic amendments in support of getting a farm bill approved this calendar year. Thank you for your engagement and for all of your ongoing support of the National Cotton Council.